This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. I am inside the Harold and Blanche Koch News Studio with Timothy Dennis. Timothy, how are you?
I'm great, Kyle. How are you?
It's interesting because I'm inside your studio, but I'm not.
Yeah, and neither am I.
Because on most Wednesdays, we talk about the music weekend approaching, and that's what we're about to do. But we're doing this ahead of time because you're on vacation.
Yes, I am actually just about 2 days away from seeing Bela Fleck in Massachusetts, so here
okay.
we go.
So you should always check anyway before you
yes.
go to a venue, but there might have been some tweaks or some weather things that have come up in the week since we've actually recorded
exactly.
this.
Or they might have sold out.
Ah, good point.
So, like, particularly with a show tonight, we're going to start with Doug DeLuca, Chris Byrne, and Philip Ferris will be at Stage 18 in Fayetteville. Doug DeLuca, he's based in Hot Springs. He used to play around Fayetteville for a bit, but this will be his first show in Fayetteville in almost a decade.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it had been that
long. It's pretty incredible.
No, I don't want to wait.
It's an on-the-map show, so tickets are $10, and it's from 9 to 11 p.m. at Stage 18 here in Fayetteville.
Okay.
Let's move on to tomorrow night, Thursday. The Goalie Park Summer Concert Series continues. This week, it's going to be the Empty Pockets.
And now I find the path that lies before me is of my choosing. My design to break through the resistance and the bruising. When all life's problems.
They are an Americana roots band from Chicago, mm-hmm. and they should put on a really good show at Goalie Park tonight.
I love how the Goalie Park schedule has some that are familiar favorites from around here, and then some visitors.
Yeah, they mix it up really well.
They do.
The best part about the Goalie Park Summer Concert Music Series is it's absolutely free.
100%.
And it's from 7 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night, again, at Goalie Park. Moving on to Friday, there are going to be two people at Sunrise Stage that you've talked to within the past 6 months on
okay.
Ozarks at Large.
When I just need the truth, that's all I got, just enough room to pull myself out, so don't give me hope. Don't say you'll be different. You can't be different.
David Starr.
Oh, I love David Starr.
And Ben Harris.
And Ben Harris. Who,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a dynamic duo.
They're going to play together?
Yeah.
Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah. That is going to be a $20 show. It's from 7:30 to 10 p.m. at Sunrise Stage here in Fayetteville.
All right.
Staying in Fayetteville, Nomad's Music Lounge is going to have a rock show featuring Moldy Locks and Ankle Pop.
I like Moldy Locks.
I like Ankle Pop too. That show is from 8 to 11 p.m. Again, it's at Nomad's Music Lounge here in Fayetteville. Sticking with Fayetteville, George's is going to have a prog rock, mainstream rock show featuring Groovement, which is funk rock from Fayetteville, Deep Sequence, which is prog rock from Little Rock, and it's also going to feature Me Like Bees, which is a kind of traditional rock group from Joplin.
Okay.
That's a $10 show at George's, and it's from 9:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. At Smoke and Barrel in Fayetteville, the Flip-Off Pirates are going to play.
Yeah,
they're one
fun.
Of our favorite bands.
Yep, they are.
They play eclectic music, and they're a regional supergroup of sorts, I like to say. That show is from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. again at Smoke and Barrel in Fayetteville. And then finally for Friday night, Fetz Folly will be at Black Apple Crossing in Springdale.
Also friends of the show.
Yes, they're kind of a twisted bluegrass trio.
Bye, sweet baby, don't you let those two drops fall. I'm coming home real soon. It's been so long since I have held you in my arms, and it's got me feeling blue. It's been 8 hours so long.
And that's at Black Apple Crossing, so it'll be 8 to 10 p.m. Let's move on to Saturday. Last Saturday, Fayetteville's this week.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it is the last Saturday, after
all. There you
go. This month, they'll feature the music of Walter Schmidt, Foggy Bobcat, and Cameron Johnson, who has been here in this studio within the past few months.
Look out the same window and see a different view. It's such a shame when we have to choose. Tell me, what is the difference between me and you?
Last Saturday, Fayetteville is a free show. It's from 7 to 9:30 p.m. It's at the American Legion Post 27 in Fayetteville. Also Saturday night, Queen Anne's Revenge will be at Kingfish. They are a Jonesboro-based progressive alt-rock band. They say they're progressive rock. I think they're a little bit more alternative than progressive rock, but okay. That's just my opinion. That show at Kingfish is from 9 p.m. to midnight. Moving up the interstate to Bentonville, Crescent City Combo will be at Crystal Bridges.
They were at Gully Park a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they were.
A lot of fun.
They're a very fun New Orleans-style jazz and funk band right here from Northwest Arkansas. That is a $10 show, but it's free for members and youth of Crystal Bridges.
Oh,
And that is from 7 to 10 p.m. And then finally, Saturday night in Bentonville, the Salty Dogs will be at Record.
Time at the old.
They're a four-piece traditional country band from Little Rock. That's going to be a $5 show, and doors are at 8 p.m. and it lasts until midnight.
Okay.
Then finally for this week, Sunday, Emily Rowland will be at City Pump in Rogers.
I haven't been there yet.
I haven't either. I've heard good things about it,
too.
Though. Emily Rowland, if you're not aware, she plays sweet-sounding folk music. She's a songwriter, and she's one half of the local folk group Melody Pond. She will be at City Pump Sunday from 1 to 2:30 p.m.
Oh, a nice Sunday afternoon show. Like
yeah.
It. All right. Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you, Kyle.